crazy for you. That's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe. Hey, you can tweet us too. Let us know what you're into. It could be food, music, fashion, maybe a game, an app we need to try, a product, whatever. At Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's go around the room. What are you into this week?
Liv, you want to go first?
Yep, I'll go first. Okay, so I've been really, really into like a super dry rosé.
Ooh,
yes.
Please tell me you brought some for us to try.
I literally bought some and I left it.
No!
Liv,
why? I know, you know me. You know me. I'm forgetful as ever. I will bring it though. Maybe I'll bring it on Friday.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Rosé Friday, okay.
Rosé Friday. It's very dry. Love it. Very good. Also,
And where can you buy it?
I mean, I don't even have a specific brand that I like.
You're just in a dry rosé. Okay.
Any dry rosé. I mean, go to Trader Joe's. They always have a really good wine selection. Even Kroger has a lot of wine right now.
I think that sounds disgusting personally, but I'll try it
dry
if you bring it in.
Dry rosé? Are
yeah,
you serious?
I hate wine. Any wine that's dry.
Oh, all wine's good. I mean, I prefer the sweeter stuff for sure.
Yeah, I prefer sweet. If it doesn't taste like grape juice, I don't want it.
No, yeah, you're insane. Okay, and then also what I like too is this green Tabasco hot sauce. Have you guys had, you know, Tabasco hot sauce?
Yeah, there's like the green stuff and the red stuff.
They have the green kind and it's so good and it's kind of tangy and I love to put it on my vegetables and I love to put it on my avocado. So
yeah,
if you're
out
trying to eat healthy, and I even put it on my salad instead of salad dressing.
Well, I don't know about now. You're getting crazy.
So green Tabasco hot sauce, it's so freaking good.
That
I'm
sounds like
kidding.
Hell.
And Joe, if you like, if you're trying to stay healthy, do it. It's perfect. It matches perfectly with avocado and guacamole.
Here's what
I'm
hearing.
Try that. That
you're putting
tasty
green goop on your green goop.
You're so dramatic.
I don't know what happened to your taste buds. Like, it must have been like a birth problem or something because they don't work.
A birth defect. Okay, and then also, I've been really into Target shoes. I haven't been into Target in a while, and I've been twice in this past week, and both times I've gotten a pair of shoes.
What do they look like?
They are so cute. The one is like a kitten heel sandal. It's suede, and it's this blue that kind of matches the color of my nails.
Which is like a bright, it's like a true blue color.
Yes, it's like a true blue color. They're so cute. It's perfect for like a pop of color, and also because it's a kitten heel, it'd look good with like a casual look, or you can dress it up. And then I also got a like suede brown like sandal booty type thing. Like it's like a booty, but it's like a sandal. So it's perfect for going into fall.
Can we
like
link these? Can we do a shop up link, swipe up on our Instagram story?
I'm going to post it on our Instagram story of both of these shoes and also the Tabasco sauce, just so you know what it looks like so you can buy it.
At Joe and Alex Show.
At Joe and Alex Show.
All right, cool. I'm into a couple of things. You ever heard of Mio? It's like a little squirt flavoring for your water.
Oh, yes. If you mix that with vodka, I used to do that in college.
Wow. Are you stealing all my stuff? That's exactly what I'm doing now.
How do you spell it?
M-I-O. Mio. Okay. I got the Mio lemonade somebody told me about when I was hanging out at the Indy Burger Battle this past weekend. And it goes great, obviously, with water, so you're hydrating yourself. But also, put a little bit of that vodka in there. Oh, vodka lemonade. It was so tasty, and it actually works in my diet. It's about the only thing I can drink. Also healthy, has anybody here had cauliflower mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh. Now, listen, I love mashed potatoes, but they're not really super healthy for you.
You guys are driving away all of our fat listeners.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not. Listen, fat listeners like myself. You're going to want to try this with some butter. It is so freaking good. I've also been playing a lot of solitaire on my phone at night before I go to bed. And I know it sounds like an old man game, but for whatever reason, I read something online about it. It helps me relax. Maybe it's just to focus on that, the strategy of the game. I do that, and I've been having a little bit of an easier time falling asleep. But also, I'm really into euchre because I started playing that last week with my wife and our friends Crystal and Kyle. So that was pretty dope. And the other thing I'm into now, and it's something you're going to make fun of me for, but I don't care. I'm really still into it, is the YouTube repair things, like self-do-it things. That's why I'm really getting into now. Like, we got this grill I stole from our neighbors, and I haven't returned it yet, but I'm looking online today to see if I can actually get something where I get the kit and go from there and try to actually rebuild it and do something with it. So
yeah, that's good.
I'm watching these home repair things to see if, hey, maybe I can do it. That's what I'm kind of into.
Women think handymen are hot. Remember Noah from The Notebook?
Very true.
I'm very so handy. Hot. What about you, Alex? What are you into?
I am obsessed with this new line, ironically, from Hot Topic. I know. Listen, I'm not getting back into my emo phase. Let me explain. It's not fishnet stockings. It's actually Lisa Frank and SpongeBob SquarePants. Woo! You guys, it is the cutest thing. It's like SpongeBob characters made to look like Lisa Frank.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really, really cute, and it's pretty affordable. All the shirts are around, well, actually, they're on sale right now. There's a 30% off flash sale for the next 19 hours. I'm looking at the website right now. You can get one of these shirts for $17.43. I will say this. I ordered one. I have to return it and get a different one because the sizes run so unbelievably small. I think I got a size small. It wasn't even an extra small, and it's like a toddler shirt. But Hot Topic is for adults, so I don't understand the sizing, but just be aware that they run way small and they're unisex. So it's in men's or women's sizes. All right. And then the second thing I'm into, I have felt for a long time now that there is a huge lack of constructive political dialogue in this country. Everybody's afraid to talk to everybody. You can't even say what your view is without somebody saying, you know, they'll never talk to you again. Family members, you know, Xing you out of their life. All kinds of crazy stuff, the world that we live in. And so there's this app that I discovered this week that has blown my mind. I think it is so fantastic. I want everyone to download it. It's called Indivious, Indivious. And what's really cool about it is it lets you start a conversation with someone with the polar opposite political view as you on a multitude of topics, and you are anonymous. Well, you have a first name, but no pictures or anything like that, no information. They can't dox you and be like, oh, so-and-so voted for so-and-so, and now we have to put their home address on there. It's not like that. And you get a civility rating, so the other users, when you have debates about different topics, they can rate you. You can debate national topics. You can debate local topics. You can go by state, city, and on a national level.
Have you actually hopped on there and had a conversation?
Well, it's a brand new app, so I learned about it, and they have slowly but surely started getting more and more users. So the more people that download it, the more people can have conversations. So last year there was a huge slew of people that downloaded it. That's when I heard about it from someone else, and so that's when they had, I think, it crashed and they had to redo a bunch of stuff. So now they're back and they're like, all right, so now we found out a bunch of bug issues that we had, we fixed it so that it's ready to go for more and more people downloading this app. So anyway, it's called Indivious. It's free, and it just encourages conversation with people that have different views from you. If you don't understand how someone could have voted for Trump, ask them about it. If you don't understand how somebody could, you know, like Alexandria Cortez Ocasio, whatever her name is, the socialist chick from New York. If you have questions and you want to know, but you're too scared to ask your coworkers or your friends or family, this app is fantastic for that. So we'll swipe that up on a link as well on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. If you're a political nerd like me.
All right, cool. That's what we're into here on the Joe and Alex Show.